प्रोक्तास् तैर्या प्रोक्तास्तथा शिष ता निष्फला भविष्यन्ति न कदाचिदपि स्फुटम् विप्रा मंत्र विदो युक्तास् तैर्या प्रोक्तास्तथा शिष ता निष्फला भविष्यन्ति न कदाचित् अपि स्फुटम्। विप्रा मंत्र विदो युक्ता तैर्या प्रोक्तास्तथा शिष न निष्फला भविष्यन्ति न कदाचित् अपि स्फुटम्। विप्रा मंत्र विदो युक्ता तैर्या प्रोक्तास्तथा शिष ता निष्फला भविष्यन्ति न कदाचिदपि स्फुटम्। विप्रा मंत्र विदो युक्ता तैर्या प्रोक्तास्तथाशिष ता निष्फला भविष्यन्ति न कदाचित् अपि स्फुटम्। मतजी विप्रा मंत्र विदो युक्ता तैर्या प्रोक्तास्तथा शिष ता निष्फला भविष्यन्ति न कदाचित् अपि स्फुटम्। विप्रा द ब्राह्मणस् मंत्रविद कंप्लीटली एक्सपर्ट इन चैंटिंग द वैदिक हिम्स युक्ता परफेक्ट मिस्टिक योगीज तय बाय देम या व्हाटसो एवर प्रोक्ता वॉज स्पोकन तथा बिकम्स जस्ट सो आशीष ऑल ब्लेसिंग्स ता सच वर्ड्स निष्फला यूजलेस विदाउट फ्रूट भविष्यन्ति न नेवर विल बिकम कदाचित् एट एनी टाइम अपि इंडीड स्फुटम् ऑलवेज फैक्चुअल एज इट इज। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन द ब्राह्मणस हु वेर कंप्लीटली एक्सपर्ट इन चैंटिंग द वैदिक हिम्स वर ऑल योगीज फुल्ली इक्विप्ड विथ मिस्टिक पावर्स वॉट एवर ब्लेसिंग्स दे स्पोक वेर सर्टनली नेवर फ्रूटलेस। परपोर्ट ब्राह्मणास फुल्ली इक्विप्ड विथ द ब्राह्मणिकल क्वालिफिकेशंस आर ऑलवेज योगीज फुल्ली पावरफुल इन मिस्टिक योगा देयर वर्ड्स नेवर फेल इन एवरी ट्रांजेक्शन विथ अदर मेंबर्स ऑफ सोसाइटी ब्राह्मणास आर सर्टनली डिपेंडेबल। इन दिस एज हाउएवर वन मस्ट टेक इन टू अकाउंट दैट द ब्राह्मणास आर अनसर्टन इन देयर क्वालिफिकेशंस बिकॉज देर आर नो यज्ञिक ब्राह्मणास ऑल यज्ञास आर फॉरबिडन। द ओनली यज्ञ रिकमेंडेड इन दिस एज इज संकीर्तन यज्ञ यज्ञ संकीर्तन प्रायर यजंती ही सुमेधस श्रीमद्भागवतम 11.5.32। यज्ञ इज मेंट टू सैटिस्फाई विष्णु। यज्ञ अर्थात कर्मनो अन्यत्र लोक अयम कर्म बंधन। बिकॉज इन दिस एज देर आर नो क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मणास, पीपल शुड परफॉर्म यज्ञ बाय चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्णा मंत्र। यज्ञ संकीर्तन प्रायर यजंती ही सुमेधस। लाइफ इज मेंट फॉर यज्ञ एंड यज्ञ इज परफॉर्म बाय द चैंटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षु उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 7, Verse number 17, Translation. The Brahmanas, who were completely expert in chanting the Vedic hymns, were all yogis, fully equipped with mystic powers. Whatever blessings they spoke were certainly never fruitless. Hare Krishna. No. You want this fan? You can off. If somebody has difficulty, we can turn it on. So, in this chapter, I don't know what is happening. Krishna, he kills Shaktasur. Shaktasur is so smart that he thought that Putana, she went in a disguise, in a beautiful female form, but still she failed. So I will go in invisible form, a different strategy, then I will be successful. When nobody can see me, how will they kill me? And in a very subtle form, he entered the cart, a huge cart, under which Krishna was taking rest. And then Krishna knew the demon is in the cart. And Shaktasu's plan was, looking at an opportunity, he will make the cart fall on Krishna and kill Krishna. That was his plan. And Krishna, when he became hungry, he started crying. And just as normal babies do, while crying, when nobody is attending them, they move their hands and feet in the space, in the sky. And Krishna started moving his hands and feet, and at one point he kicked the cart with his lotus foot. And the cart flew up, high up in the sky, many kilometers. And Shaktasur died. Shaktasur died inside the cart only. When Krishna kicked the cart, that kick was so heavy and powerful. So then such a big noise happened, and the cart with its utensils which were on the top of the cart, and the wheels and the spokes and the rim and the axle and all these parts, they started separately falling down, bang, 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 dum, 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 dim, 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 all around Krishna. So Yashoda Maiya came running, Nand Maharaj came running, the cowherd men came running, the gopis came running. What happened, what happened, what happened? And how did such a heavy cart went up? There is no cyclone, there is no wind, there is no storm, there is no demon. So definitely there is some unknown danger around Krishna. When we know the cause of danger, the fear reduces. Right? When we don't know the cause of danger, the fear increases. Even if the danger is actually not a danger, it's a very small, weak force, but it is unknown, then we are very afraid. Like today the whole world is afraid of coronavirus, not of cancer or malaria or typhoid. Unknown. What will happen, we don't know. So here Krishna is in danger and it is unknown. That danger, that source of danger tried to kill Krishna, but the cart broke and Krishna was protected. But the danger is still there. They don't know Shaktasur got killed. Some invisible danger is there. So Mother Yashoda picked up Krishna and she made him suck her breast. And she called the Brahmanas to chant Vedic mantras to protect the child. Nanda Maharaj was not satisfied. He said, I will do this again. So again he picked up Krishna on his lap. And he called qualified Brahmanas to chant Vedic hymns, to chant Vedic mantras to protect the child. And in order that they performed their duties very nicely, he gave them lots of charity. He gave them cows decorated with clothes and ornaments, and he gave them food grains and milk and whatever they desired. And a qualified Brahmana, when he is satisfied, automatically from his lips some good well-wishing words will come for the child and the family. And the Brahmanas, they bless the child. Krishna does not require protection. But you can't convince that to Nanda Maharaj. He doesn't see Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. He sees Krishna as his little son who requires protection, who is surrounded with invisible danger. And when the first time Putana danger came, Nanda Maharaj was not present there. So Yashoda Maiya did all the rituals to protect Krishna with cow urine and dust of cow's hoofs and the tail of the cow and the Brahmanas. But again the danger came in spite of what Yashoda Maiya already performed. So Nanda Maharaj wanted to do it again nicely with his own hands. Right? Sometimes we are not satisfied with somebody's work, so we say, next time I will do it personally. like Hiranyakashipu, was not satisfied with any of his staff who tried to kill Prahlad. So finally he said, I'll personally kill. So that's Nand Maharaj's love. So he personally arranged to call the qualified brahmanas to perform all this. So Shukadeva Goswami is explaining who are these qualified brahmanas and why they are so successful and what gives them so much power in this verse. Because it will be odd for somebody to think that a person comes and chants some mantras and success happens. Blessings is awarded, protection happens. Because these brahmanas are qualified, they are equal to yogis, mystic yogis. If a person comes and chants mantras and by that you become successful, it will be a mystic activity, chamatkar. By that if you become protected, it will be a chamatkar. So these brahmanas are equal to mystic yogis. Yukta. Yukta is yogi who has siddhis. Qualified brahmanas, even though they have these powers, but they choose not to use them. Because in mode of goodness, they choose to use their character, their good qualities to get things done. A brahmana is qualified not by birth, not because his father is a brahmana, or not by skills, not because he can chant the mantras properly, or he has good memory, or he can dress like a brahmana nicely. He is characterized by good qualities, being honest, being truthful, being clean, being austere, having senses in control, being forgiving, peaceful, compassionate, tolerant, intelligence, wise. That makes a person brahmana. When one has these qualities. Today's society, people don't even know the list of these qualities. Forget having those qualities. Because these are not taught in our school. Anybody had a chapter on honesty, truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity, self-control, wisdom, forgiveness, compassion? Remember in your syllabus these words? No. So today's education is not to make you a good character citizen. It's just to make you a good worker in the factory. That's why educational institutes are very heavily sponsored and funded by industries. Because they want good workforce to exploit so that they can obey and perform some fixed mechanical tasks and give the production, and the products produced is sold to the same people whom they are giving salary. And they enjoy life, they enjoy power, economic life, economic power. And the worker remains a worker, every year little appraisal and promotion after few years, and he feels, my boss is very nice. Foolish people, completely foolish. Somebody is exploiting you day in, day out, squeezing you, using your energy to earn millions of dollars and giving you few dollars and keeping you as a slave, servant, and you are happy. And most of these industrial heads, they are dropouts from the school. They don't go to job or school study. The very universities they fund, they don't like to study there. So that's not brahmana. That education is useless. That's not even Shudra. That education can only make you a good dog. Good dog. Tommy, sit, sit. Tommy, stand, stand. Tommy, fetch, fetch. In other words, Tommy, code, code. Tommy, operate, operate. Tommy, do overtime, overtime. Whatever you say, I will do. I am a good team player. I am a good learner. I learn new skills very fast. That's what dogs write in the resumes. Nobody, I am an independent thinker. I am truthful. I am honest. I am forgiving. I have compassionate nature. I am in mode of goodness. Write this in the resume. Look, if you get job, never get job. Because such honest, sincere people are not required by today's society. Nobody wants their work. Nobody wants to see their performance. So we are very fortunate to be in a society where there is education provided so that we become brahmanas. Where there is education provided so that we develop good character. ISKCON is not here to teach us skills of industries or management. And if we are becoming successful in learning those skills but not character, then we fail to utilize the benefit of ISKCON. ISKCON is teaching us to become brahmanas, to become sadhus, to become vaishnavas, to have good qualities and use these good qualities in our day-to-day activities. So these are the qualified brahmanas who, when they speak some words, it becomes true. You know, in Vrindavan, once Krishna was distributing laddus. Many, many laddus he distributed to his friend Sakhas. And he has a special friend, Madhu Mangal, brahmana friend, who eats more than others. And his favorite is laddu. So generally he eats more than others. This time when Krishna was distributing, he ate more and more than others because this was his favorite item. So he ate double more than others. So many laddus he ate. And after eating all these laddus, he went to Krishna. He said, "My dear Krishna, if you give me two more laddus, two more, though or, then as a brahmana, I will bless you that Srimati Radharani will be favorable and cooperative with you." And Krishna became so happy, he gave him two more laddus. Because a brahmana is speaking, and when a brahmana speaks, that becomes true. So a brahmana is to be respected. A brahmana is to be protected. Brahmanas, children, women, senior citizens and cows, these are the five categories to be protected. After killing Aghasur, Krishna and all his friends were sitting and having lunch. And Krishna was having dahi rice in his hand, dahi rice. And another hand he was having achar. And he was eating little dahi rice mixed with little achar. Like this he was eating. At that time a bee, bumblebee, madhumakhi, came on the face of Krishna. Because Krishna's face is like lotus flower, very beautiful, very nectarian. So Krishna started avoiding the bee, but the bee was coming on the face. So jokingly Krishna told the bee, "Hey bee, you go to Madhu Mangal. There is Madhu there. I don't have Madhu. Don't disturb me. I am having prasad." So the bee went to Madhu Mangal. So Krishna told, "Hey bee, you want to kill a brahmana? That's very sinful activity. Don't disturb my brahmana friend. He is eating prasad." So even in jokingly, the culture was a brahmana is to be respected. A brahmana is to be protected. And a brahmana's words will bless me in success or in gaining some desire. Success in our life is not by our hard work, is not by our talent, is not by our degrees, is not by our strategies or networks. Success in life is only by blessings. Even the hard work can be performed only because of blessings. So if we want spiritual success and spiritual advancement, then we should look for the blessings of senior Vaishnavas, blessings from the spiritual master, the acharyas, and the supreme personality of God, Shri Shri Radharas Pyari. If we please this spiritual master and the Guru Varga, then we get success even if our actions don't give material results. So our actions should not be based on results. It should be based on pleasing the spiritual master. If the spiritual master is pleased, that's a perfect result. Even if materially there is no measurement of what we achieved. So when we seek blessings from such qualified souls, then we receive success. And these brahmanas, because of their character, they are highly dependable. We can depend on them. We can trust them. They will not betray us. Mother Rukmini Devi, when she saw the situation in the palace that she has been forced to marry Shishupal and the father and mother and brothers cannot help, so she didn't sit quiet. She wrote a letter to Dwarkadish to come and kidnap me. I want to marry you. I want to serve you. Now who will take the letter? Her elder brother Rukmi is very powerful and he has whole army under him and all the bodyguards and soldiers in the palace are under Rukmi and he has spies around who can catch anybody going outside the palace and outside the kingdom, and they will search him and find this letter and the whole project will be a failure. So she didn't choose a strong Kshatriya who can carry the letter and fight with the spies and enemies. She didn't choose a spy who can disguise himself and escape the kingdom and palace to reach Dwarka. She chose the simple Brahmana. Why? Because in her heart she knew that a simple Brahmana is truthful and dependable. He will not fall under the tactics of Rukmi, who can give money and get the letter, or give threaten and get the letter. He knew he is dependable. So Brahmana and his guidance is dependable for our success. For our success in mode of goodness. Guidance anybody can give. And all guidance can give you success. But the principles of the Shastras, if they are not followed, then that success is not desirable. Success without principles is no success. It's a failure. Success in which we lose the principles of Bhagavatam is a failure. For example, if somebody's friend borrows money but does not return, and this person is disturbed that my money is not being returned. This happens very common. And he goes to a brahmana, a sadhu, and seeks advice. What should I do? My friend is not returning money. What will a sadhu advise? That look, you go and speak to him and tell him your problem and make him understand the relationship of friendship is more important than money, and that you are in trouble, and understand his situation. Is he genuinely in trouble or trying to cheat you? And take money as he gives, and if it is a small amount, forget it. Let the friendship be there. Let the relationship be there. Of sadhu's advice. And that will make him peaceful. What will Kshatriya advise? Take this word. or gun. Show him, money will come out. Matter over. Use power. Use force. And still you will be successful. You will get your money. What will Vaishya advise? Go to his house frequently. Eat nicely. Borrow little things like umbrella, slippers, and don't give back. And pura vasool karlo. Gradually take everything from him. He will not even know. Take more actually. And you will be successful. You will get your money. What will Shudra Pastra advise? Write something bad about him on the internet. He'll feel guilty and give you money. Damage his character. Tell him he is a chore. Write on his Facebook comment, chore number one. See, next day he will give you money and block you for whole life. You'll get your money. So all four guidance give you success. So success is not the point. The point is we want success following mode of goodness. We want success following the principles of scriptures. We want success protecting our character. And that can only be available through a Brahmana or a Vaishnava who follows scriptures. So Brahmanas are dependable because they will advise us based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if we have a material loss with this advice, we will have a spiritual profit. We will keep our character and principles intact. They will not advise us to get work done by speaking lies or by some duplicit and diplomatic behavior or by giving betrayal or not being straightforward. They will advise us to be truthful, to be honest, to be compassionate and get the work done. And we are here to learn this. We are not here to have a factory management style or corporate management style where there is duplicit, diplomacy and exploitation and manipulation and abuse of power or misuse of facilities and gain some material success. We are here to develop character, to develop attachment to Krishna, to develop our service attitude towards the devotees, to have friendliness with everybody around, to have compassion for all living entities. That is success of our life. So such brahmanas who are qualified with good qualities, who are dependable, when they speak a word of blessing or curse, it happens. Like Narad Muni told Nal Kuber and Mani Grieve that you will become trees, and they became trees. Narad Muni told Mrigari, don't worry, break your bow and arrow, I will supply you food. And food came to him every day. You know that story of Mrigari, right? Food came to him every day. Who sent him food? Narad Muni, he has a Govinda restaurant. Every day one dabba he sent parcel. No. Krishna sent, Narayana sent. Because when a pure devotee, a Brahmana, a Sadhu, a Vaishnava, he gives a word to somebody, after giving his word, he doesn't have to do anything. Krishna will make sure that word is fulfilled. Otherwise, Krishna's brand value will go down, that his devotee gave blessing and it didn't work. And Krishna doesn't want his brand value go down in the material world. So Krishna's and devotee, there is a contract that I will bless, you have to fulfill. Whether it's destined or not, that's up to you. That's why people go to sadhus to seek blessings, even though they are poor sitting under a tree. People don't go to Amitabh Bachchan or Sachin Tendulkar or some personalities like that who are famous and popular. Please bless me. Meko beta nahi ho raha hai. Or please bless me. Meko job nahi lag raha hai. No, they go to sadhus to bless who doesn't have a job. That please, I want a job. Because they have that faith. Once I was in local train, Kalyan to Juhu, late night, 11 o'clock. Train was empty because it started from Kalyan. So I was sitting at a window and one person came. Whole compartment is empty, but still he sat right in front of me like this, touching to me. So late night, 11 o'clock, somebody sitting like this in an empty train, I was not comfortable. So I got up with my bag and I went and sat in a different seat. And after 1 minute, he again got up and came and sat next to me. So I was not feeling comfortable. So before I could take next move, he extended his palm. He said, Panditji, dekho, dekho, mere bete ko engineering admission milega kya? I said, look, I am not Panditji, I don't know all this. He said, Panditji, please, please, mere ko bless karo, mujhe aashirwaad do, mere bete ko engineering admission dene ka hai. I said, mera hi engineering admission nahi hua hai. How will I bless your child to give engineering admission? So then I told him, you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you come to temple and pray to Krishna, he will fulfill your desires. So people have this hope that if I get blessings, then I will be successful. Once there was a person right outside these three doors, a few years back, and he was shouting at the security. And I was doing service at Japa Point at that time. So I went to see what is happening. And he said, he pointed to one devotee who was assisting me in making people chant one round of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we would give them malas and request them, please chant 108 times Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this person was trembling. He said, that Brahmana is not good. He said, why, what happened? He said, look, I am in very hurry. I have to catch a train. I just came for darshan before the journey. He told me to chant. Generally, I would have chanted. Many times I have chanted here. But today I was in hurry. So I said, no. So this devotee said, "Arey, jap nahi karega to jindagi mein kya fayda hoga aapko?" And he got very fearful. A brahmana cursed me. And he had started fighting with the security. He said, how come your sadhus are like this? Abhi mera train chhut jayega. Main jis kaam ke liye jaunga wo nahi hoga. He was like this. And it was very difficult to pacify him. So finally I have taken my hand and touched his head. He said, don't worry. Your journey will be successful. You go. So, just by dress, when people are so faithful, of course not all are like that, some don't care. So if a genuine, pure person with qualities, how much inspiration he can generate for people to follow scriptures or live life in mode of goodness. So such are the qualified brahmanas which are mentioned here, who don't have envy, who are very truthful. Amoga, who was the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he had envy in his heart against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he blasphemed him, he criticized him. And because of his offense, he got cholera and he was about to die. He was on the deathbed, couldn't get up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Amoga and he touched Amoga's heart. And he said, Amoga, this is the heart of a brahmana. Why you allow envy to stay here? Krishna should stay here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu symbolically indicated he is taking his envy and throwing it. And Amoga got cured and he developed Krishna prema by the touch of hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling, a brahmana means he should not have envy. But we don't find such brahmanas today. That's why the followers of Brahminical society who used to invite the brahmanas for fire sacrifice and chanting of mantras, that's not possible today because such qualified brahmanas are not there. To have a good fire sacrifice, you need a pure qualified brahmana who can pronounce properly mantra and who can chant the mantra with purity and who can use pure ghee and pure samagri. to put on pure fire, then only the fire sacrifice is successful, the yajna is successful. But today when the performer is not pure, the samagri, the ghee is not pure, the yajman is not pure, how will you get a successful yajna? That's not possible. We know Vishwarup's father Tvasta, he did a very nice yajna, but one mistake he did, instead of a, he said ah. And Vritasur was born, who was supposed to kill Indra, but he got killed by Indra. And so that's a proof. Shaunak Rishi, in the beginning of first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, he told Suta Goswami that we are doing fire sacrifice for thousands of years so that there is welfare for the whole universe. And every day we do it for hours, and the only benefit we got is our face have become black. In Hindi we say muh kala ho gaya. And there are two meanings to this. It's useless. So this yajna, they are good process conceptually, but in Kali Yuga they don't work. So in Kali Yuga it's sankirtan yajna, chanting of holy name of Krishna, that will work. That's Yuga Dharma, and that is what we should focus on, practicing and preaching. We practice chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we tell people who come to us in distress or problems that you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and your problems will get solved. You chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and your distress will go away. We don't have to give them any other process. If you are giving them any other process which is away from this process, then you are cheating them. You are not representing Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Varanasi, he would chant and dance on the holy name of Krishna on the streets of Varanasi, and many people got public, used to together chant and dance with him, and thousands and lakhs and millions of people were chanting with him. And for hours he would chant and dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so popular in Varanasi that early morning when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to attend Mangala Arati in Vishwanath temple, Lord Shiva's temple, thousands of people will come every day to see Lord Shiva. Thousands of people. And lakhs of people will come every day in the temple of Lord Shiva to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became so popular. So Prakashanand Saraswati, the head of Mayavadi Sannyasi group, and his associates, the other Sannyasis, they would criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is emotional, he is fanatic, he is not a good Sannyasi, and he is mixing with low class people, and he is just chanting and dancing. That is not the duty of the Sannyasi. So the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they didn't like this. So they reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't take it seriously. So one day one Brahmana, Maharashtrian Brahmana, invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch. And he said, other sannyasis also I have invited, headed by Prakashanand Saraswati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this as a good opportunity to preach to them. And he went in a very humble way. And after some time, Prakashanand Saraswati got attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he started speaking to him in the assembly. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are a sannyasi from our sampradaya, Shankaracharya sampradaya. You have taken sannyas from Kesho Bharati Maharaj. So why don't you mix with us sannyasis? We are also from your sampradaya. Why don't you mix with us? Why you stay aloof? And why don't you follow the duties of sannyas, which is meditation and study of Vedanta? Why you foolishly chant and dance on the streets? That is very cheap to attract followers. Like people on the stage chant and dance, actress and actor, to attract fans. So why you go on the street and dance and attract followers? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly said, my spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master is Srila Ishwarpuri, said, my spiritual master told me, you are fool, murkha. You are not qualified to study Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nimaya Pandit, the biggest scholar of the time. So my spiritual master told me, you are a fool, you are a murkha, you are not qualified to study Vedanta, so don't touch it. Your only duty is you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's what you do. So following the orders of my spiritual master, I chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as I started chanting the holy name of Krishna, I developed taste. I couldn't stop chanting. And as I found it sweet and tasty, I was greedy to chant more and more. And as I was chanting more and more, I became mad. Tears started gliding from my eyes. Perspiration started coming. The hairs on my body will stand. My body will tremble. Sometimes I will laugh. Sometimes I will cry. Sometimes I will dance. Sometimes I will jump. Sometimes I will fall unconscious. And all this is happening right on the street in public view. And I don't want to do it. I am trying to stop myself do it. I am trying to stop my body not to exhibit these symptoms. But I am helpless. I became a madman. I couldn't control my tongue not to chant. I couldn't control my hands not to dance. I couldn't control my body not to have these ecstatic symptoms. So I became mad. So he told Prakashananda Saraswati, please forgive me, I don't do this intentionally. It is happening automatically. मतलब मेरी गलती नहीं है, it's not my mistake. So I became very concerned that I am becoming mad. So I went to my spiritual master, Ishwarpuri, and told him, my dear Guru Maharaj, what kind of mantra you have given me? I have become mad. I can't stop chanting and I am dancing and jumping and falling down unconscious and tears are coming and trembling is happening and voice is choking up and hairs are standing and sometimes I am stunned like a crazy person. Everybody is laughing on the road. What is happening? And Ishwarpuri started laughing and he said, Shabash, very nice. Excellent! This is the real result of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is supposed to make you mad. Mad in Krishna Prem, in love of Godhead. So I am very happy with you. And today I will teach you one more important mantra, one more important verse. And he taught him one very important verse. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nameiva Kevalam, Kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyatha. That in Kalo, in Kali Yuga, the only way to deliver oneself is Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. The holy name of Hari, the holy name of Hari, the holy name of Hari. And that there is no other way, nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatir anyatha. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Only one way, that's chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Little drama is required, right? There is, when something is told three times, what does it mean? That this is the only way, there is no other way. So it is foolishness to try any other way. It's like your teacher says, today's physics, tomorrow's chemistry, this will be the timetable. and you come tomorrow and say, can we do mathematics? Teacher will be upset. He said, I already gave you timetable, right? You follow that. So Krishna already gave timetable for Satyuga meditation, for Dwapar Yuga Yajna, for Treta Yuga Yajna, Dwapar Yuga DT worship, and Kali Yuga Harinam, and we come and say, Radha Raspberry, can I do something else? Are already timetable is given, do that. Don't study chemistry for physics exam, you will fail. So follow the timetable. So this is the only way in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, Jnana, Karma, Yajna, all these things don't work. So my spiritual master told me this verse and told me, keep this verse in your throat. That means always be attentive that this is the only way. And he told me, go out and tell others to chant, preach to others. And that is how I just chant and I just tell others to chant and I can't study Vedanta, I am a fool number one. Of course, the conversation goes on further and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains them the real purpose of Vedanta and the position of Shankaracharya. And all followers of Prakashanand Saraswati, including Prakashanand Saraswati, become Vaishnavas, and next day they are seeing on the streets of Varanasi chanting and dancing with Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in Kali Yuga, this is the only Yajna. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, when we chant the holy name of Krishna, the holy name comes out of our lips and goes to our ears. And from the whole of the ears, the holy name goes to the heart. And when the holy name goes to the heart, the transcendental sound vibration, you wake up. That yes, I am servant of Krishna. This is only possible with the holy name entering our heart. This is only possible with transcendental sound vibration entering our heart. There is no other way to wake up this soul. And that is called self-realization. That I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am servant of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there in the heart, when this transformation occurs, the jiva understands, I am spirit soul and Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna. And after that realization, he sees the beautiful Shyam Sundar form of Krishna. And we continue to chant the holy name of Krishna, we realize the wonderful qualities of Krishna. And then we again continue to chant the holy name of Krishna, we realize the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. We see those pastimes in our heart and we continue to chant, we participate in those pastimes, we continue to chant, we get promoted. Such a purified chanting that it can take us from Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela realization. And that's perfection of life. So everything we require for utmost spiritual success is present in the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has put Naam, all Shaktis in the Naam. Full power. Holy name is not different from Krishna. So we just have to attentively chant without offenses. In association of devotees, in Brahma Murta period, minimum 16 rounds on beads. And when we do that, then we are following real Yajna. Then we are pleasing the Lord. And we are pleasing Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master. And we will progress in bhakti. So the whole process is given to us. All facilities are given to us. Nothing is missing. The only thing missing if we are not progressing is we are lazy to do. We are unfortunate. So we should apply this process, chant the holy name and sometimes chant more. There is one very secret item in ISKCON which leaders don't tell us. But today I want to tell. Is this getting recorded or? Okay, never mind. The secret is that in ISKCON, we are allowed to chant more than 16 rounds. Believe me, we are allowed. Not that 16 rounds, now nothing. Don't chant more. We are allowed. So sometimes we should chant more. Special days, Ekadashis, a World Holy Name Week is coming. So when we chant more, our chanting improves. The only way to improve chant is chant more. The posture and this and that, they are not the ways to improve chanting. They are ways to improve the atmosphere around chanting. The only way to improve chanting is to chant more. The more we chant, the more we improve. And that helps us to quickly, rapidly progress in spiritual life. Provides an acceleration. So we chant more, we hear. And that's the only shelter. Holy name is our only shelter. So we practice chanting the holy name and we preach the holy name. That's all. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupad ki, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. I have a practical question. It's about the means of livelihood of devotees. Like you were saying that...
devotees, louder, Mataji.
Yeah, I'm saying my question about the means of livelihood for the devotees. I'm not speaking of those who are living, you know, like full-time life in the temple. But we are training the youth to be honest, truthful and all this. And they are not wanted in the outside world. The employees don't want them and they are also not happy. So what is the solution?
Welcome. We welcome everybody to come to ISKCON. And serve Krishna and live a simple lifestyle. Prabhupada wanted millions of people to join. And Talasari farm is already open to join. Welcome. Drink cow milk. Attend morning program. Work in the farm. And have prasadam. And live a simple life. Right? So the first option is to depend on Krishna. That if I be honest and truthful, as Krishna is saying, I'll be paid. Krishna will take care of me. If my employer doesn't take care, don't worry. Krishna will take care of me. Even a grahastha. So you should take shelter of a project where such a thing is possible. It will take shelter of ISKCON. ISKCON is not yet expanded in such a way that we can have offices and allow people to work honestly and truthful. ISKCON is a 50-year-old organization. There are one or two pockets where some devotees have opened up offices where they have a devotional atmosphere and they work like ISKCON Desire Tree is there or something like that. Where only devotees are there, they work in a very spiritual atmosphere. So ISKCON hopes so will expand in that direction. But devotees should have that faith. So second stage is that, okay, they can't have that faith or on practical level they can't find such a source. Then whatever they work, it has some sinful activity, so they use that in the service of Krishna. They give charity. They use part of their income in the service of Krishna or cows or sadhus and purify their income. So, in Varnashram, there is a mention that all source of income have their own sinful activities in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter. All duties have their own faults. So that doesn't mean you give up the duty. That means you continue the duty and perform the duty, giving results to Krishna. Okay? So, if devotees can join, they are welcome. And if they can't or ISKCON can't take, then the second is the duties have fault. You do your duties and give the result to Krishna. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes.
Okay. Any more questions?
Roji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Roji, this chanting of the holy name, the effect of chanting of the holy name does not get affected by external, like desh, kal, patra. The need is that you have to chant. So, as you said, we have to chant 16 round in a Brahma Murta. What if someone who is chanting from last 1 year, not exactly following the rules, but he is chanting 16 round from last 1 year, but he is not able to chant in a Brahma Murta. So, what will be the effect of chanting? As you mentioned, we have to chant 16 round in a Brahma Murta.
So, chanting will definitely be effective. I was mentioning to this assembly the best standard to chant 16 rounds minimum on beats in association of devotees in Brahma Murta in the temple hall to this assembly. Somebody who is beginning his devotional service and not able to wake up in the morning or not yet used to wake up in the morning, in the day anytime one can chant 16 rounds, definitely it will be effective. Holy name will act. His heart will be purified. He will progress in bhakti. So, Brahma Murta, the effect is increased, highly increased. So, we should preach to such a person that it's very nice you are chanting 16 rounds. Please maintain that and try to do in Brahma Murta whenever possible. Try to get up early and the effect will be more.
So, I'm just asking how the effect will be more because we have seen like in Brahma Murta in early morning we got much more sleep as compared to in like daytime. So yeah. While chanting also we feel more sleepy as compared to when we chant in a day. So that is our problem, that we are not able to do this, and still Brahma Murta will affect the chanting 16 round. How?
So Brahma Murta, we are on a struggling stage. We are struggling with sleep and japa. That's why we are feeling this experience. But when you are successful in your struggle and the sleep is less disturbing you, you will see that chanting is much better than afternoon or evening chanting. How many of you have that experience, Brahma Murta chanting? So India is democracy, majority wins. So the experience is better. We are struggling with sleep, so we are more focused on the struggle and that experience is not good. But experience with the holy name is much better in the morning. Plus its mode of goodness is fresh in the day. And Brahma Murta, Krishna has given a special blessing that chanting at this time would have a larger effect. Just like sometimes the shops say that sometimes some restaurants, you know, they know, if you go on weekend, the thali is 600 rupees. Same thali on the weekday is 400 rupees. Why? That's their discount. So Krishna says same chanting in Brahma Murta, higher benefit. That's a discount. So Krishna gives discount in the morning. He gives more benefit. So definitely as we practice doing it, you'll experience more and more better.
Another question. Just like Prabhuji, we are preaching to the students, like in an indirect way. I have heard that this is not the good way to preach about the holy name. It's like we say to the students of engineering students that when you will chant, you will get more concentration power. You will, just like you said in a lecture, your all desires will get fulfilled. You chant and everything, whatever. So these are called like material benefit. But it is like an offense to consider the holy name, chanting of the holy name as one of the ritualistic activities, karma kanda. So I heard somewhere that it is not a right process. This should not be done. We should preach at least some way that you will get devotion, you will get love of Krishna. Like this is the right process. How?
Yeah, so in principle and philosophical, chanting is only for Krishna prema, not for dharma, artha, kama, moksha, not for material desires. But it is not wrong to go to Krishna, go to the holy name for material desires. Sarva kama, moksha kama, akama. Whether you have all material desires or you have desire for liberation or you have no material desire. All three should go to Krishna. So there is nothing wrong in going to Krishna for material desire. It is not best, it is not highest to go to Krishna for material desire. But it is not wrong. You understand the difference? So when we preach, we don't focus on the material desire. We focus on giving them an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. If this is a motivation, that's okay. Still, if you want to be very rational and clear in your mind, you can say, chant the holy name of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna, the highest benefit is Krishna Prem. At the same time, it will bring you to mode of goodness, from lower modes to mode of goodness, because Krishna Prem will come only after chanting the holy name. When we are in mode of ignorance, we come to chanting the holy name when we are in mode of goodness, and then we go to transcendence. Right? So we have to go through mode of goodness. So when you chant the holy name, you will develop Krishna Prem. On the way, you will have mode of goodness by the holy name, which will help your memory, concentration, whatever. Right? But you don't have to stop there. Like, take this car, you will go to airport. But why? There you will get a flight to fly to wherever you want, Delhi. Car will not take you to Delhi. Car will take you to airport. But don't stay at the airport. Take a flight to go to Delhi. So holy name will not take you to concentration or memory or mode of goodness. Holy name will take you to Golok Vrindavan. But in between, an airport will come called good concentration. Don't stay there. Go forward from there. So goal is not concentration. Goal is Krishna Prem. Holy name is to give us Krishna Prem. In between there will be mode of goodness, so this will help you in that, but this is not the main purpose of the holy name. Right? So nothing wrong going to Krishna for material desires. In fact, Krishna likes, if somebody with material desires go to Krishna, he likes. In Bhagavad Gita he says, such souls are magnanimous who come for money or distress or curiosity or knowledge. Krishna likes that, mere paas aaya to sahi. At least he came to me. Instead of going to Mukteshwar, anyway. At least he came to me. Okay, he didn't come for a highest thing which I can give. He didn't come for that. He came for a small thing. But he came to me, I will purify him. So that chanting will purify our material desires. If you don't go to Krishna for material desires, only go for pure devotional service, that's best. Only, my dear Radha Rasbihari, I have come here to serve you, not to take service from you. That's best. But if you have to ask, the material desire is bothering you, then don't go to neighbor. Go to Krishna. Like if the wife doesn't go to husband, no disturbance, very nice. But if she wants sari, don't go to neighbor and say, I want sari. Go to husband only. He will give you. Don't go to neighbor and say, look, I can't disturb my husband. I just want pure service to my husband. You give me sari and ornaments. Will the husband like that? Not at all. So you go to Krishna for pure devotional service and go to somebody else for memory, power and concentration. Will Krishna like that? Not at all. He said, dusre ke paas kyun jata hai? Main nahi hai kya? I will give you whatever you want. You just come to me. You surrender to me. Sarva dharman parityajya. Mam ekam sharanam raja. Mam ekam. Ekam means only. Surrender unto me. No. Surrender unto me only. The word only. Ekam. Mam ekam. Only me. Don't go to anybody else. The only word is important. If husband says to wife, I love you, she will be happy. But if he says, I love you only, she will be more happy. Because in the first case, she is not sure whether he has told the same thing to 2-3 other women or not. But when he says only, haan, mera hi hai. So Krishna says, surrender unto me only, don't go to neighbors. Wife should not go to neighbor. So even if material desire is there, we go to Krishna. Even if desire of liberation is there, we go to Krishna. Even if no desire is there, we go to Krishna. Even if no reason is there, we go to Krishna. Causeless bhakti. Okay? Yes, Mataji. Yeah.
I'm understanding from the question that from our side, we are telling them, you know, that you get the material benefit.
Mother,
I am understanding that the question is that from our side, we are telling them, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will get material benefit.
Yes.
But if they are saying that I have these desires, if I come to Krishna, will it be fulfilled? That's like correct.
Yes.
From like Dhruva Maharaj.
Yes.
Right? But from our side, if we are telling them you chant and you will get material benefit, then there's this incident when one person approached Srila Prabhupada and say, you are chanting, so we can advertise that if you will chant, you will get free from disease. And Prabhupada said, we don't do business with the holy name. So that's from Girad Swami's story.
Right, so as I said, we tell them chanting is to give Krishna prema, that's the ultimate goal of life. If you chant in between, you'll get everything, mode of goodness, concentration, as he was saying. We can't tell people, look, chanting is not for material desire, so you go back. When all your material desires are finished, then you come for the program, then we will instruct you. We can't do that. We tell them, okay, you keep chanting. Right? So it's like that. Okay, there are two. We'll come to Sharad because I saw his hand first before Haldar. Oh, you got a mic? Is that okay, Sharad? Yeah, bolo.
Prabhuji, mera bhi prashn hai. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, aapne bole tetayug, satyayug mein dhyan karna tha aur tetayug mein jagya karna hai. Aur kaliyug mein keval hari naam. To kaliyug mein phir hum kaise puja karte hai?
तो कलयुग में हम जो भगवान का पूजा करते हैं वो द्वारपर युग में जैसा पूजा होता था उस स्टैंडर्ड में नहीं करते हैं, बहुत कम स्टैंडर्ड में करते हैं. द्वापर युग में भगवान के बड़े बड़े अल्टर होते थे, और अगर ऐसा मंदिर हो तो एक ही अल्टर होगा, तीनों अल्टर के लिए तीन ऐसे मंदिर होंगे, और भगवान के हाथी होते थे, भगवान के गाय होते थे, भगवान का खेती होता था, भगवान का फूल होता था, फल होता था, और भगवान के उत्सव विग्रह होते थे, भगवान के रोज घूमने वाले विग्रह होते थे, बहुत सारा ज्यादा सेवा होता था. हम बहुत कम पैमाने पे कर रहे हैं क्योंकि श्री प्रभुपाद जी ने बताया कि हरिदास ठाकुर की तरह हम सब लोग पूरा दिन बैठकर जप नहीं कर सकते, तो हमें कुछ एंगेजमेंट भी चाहिए ताकि हमारा इंद्रियां, हाथ पैर शरीर बुद्धि मन ये सब भगवान की सेवा में लगे. तो हम डीटी वर्शिप करते हैं, पंचरात्रिक विधि और भागवत विधि, तो इससे हमारा शरीर और स्केड्यूल पंचुअल रहता है, शुद्ध रहता है, और हम जप कर पाते हैं. तो असली तरीका जप ही है, भागवत विधि कहते हैं उसको, लेकिन हम सिर्फ वो कर नहीं सकते पूरा दिन बैठकर जप. तो इसके लिए प्रभुपाद जी ने पंचरात्रिक विधि, जैसे ट्रेन दो ट्रैक पे चलता है, हमारा भक्ति दो ट्रैक पे चलता है, भागवत विधि पंचरात्रिक विधि. पंचरात्रिक विधि में जप आता है, भागवत विधि में सॉरी पंचरात्रिक विधि में डीटी वर्शिप आता है, भागवत विधि में जप और क्लास आता है. तो हम दोनों करते हैं, और डीटी वर्शिप के साथ साथ जब हम मंगल आरती अटेंड करते हैं तो कीर्तन करते हैं, क्लास करते हैं, गुरु पूजा करते हैं तो कीर्तन करते हैं. तो हर जगह पे हरिनाम है, इसके लिए दोनों करते हैं. अगर आप पूरा दिन बैठ के 20-25 घंटा चैंटिंग कर सकते हैं, कोई बात नहीं, ये हम लोगों का आदत नहीं है वो. ठीक है
गुरु जी. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण. या शरद. ओके, टाइम इज अप. दोज हु वांट टू लीव प्लीज डोंट फील फोर्स टू स्टे. वी विल टेक द लास्ट क्वेश्चन.
हरे कृष्ण गुरु जी, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर द वंडरफुल क्लास.
हरे कृष्ण.
सो आई वांट टू थैंक यू फॉर रिवीलिंग द वंडरफुल सीक्रेट ऑफ सक्सेस टू चैंट मोर. So actually I've got two questions, but since time is less, I'll ask one question only. Later on I'll ask. So, you know, somewhere in the middle of the lecture you started speaking of the success principles. So that was very nice. One thing I wanted to ask is, generally success refers to both should be there, quality as well as quantity. We see in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in the Gundicha Marjan pastime, we read also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much encouraged, was very much encouraging devotees that not only you try to keep your quality of service, but I want to see that how much more dust each one of you collects also. So we understand that it's not just, it's quantity also. But then what happens is, when we bring this into picture, then it becomes very very difficult to encourage those people who don't bring quantity into picture while doing services or while doing preaching, anything. So in our context, quantity may be, say, some number of boys who brings and who makes them join or whatever. So how to understand this, that that our success also, is, to some extent, dependent on the quantity as well. Like chanting one round or chanting one holy name is like quality chanting, but then we have to chant 16 rounds. Its quantity is also required eventually. Would you like to throw some light on this?
Yeah, so success is both quality and quantity. My point is, both happens by blessings. So we do our efforts, but the result happens by blessings, even quantity, even the number of boys or number of books. We can't say it happened because of my hard work. We do our duty, but the result is by blessings. So even if I do good classes or good preaching and take care of boys or good book distribution, finally, I should not say success is because of my hard work. Success is by blessing, so that's okay. So, the quantity is also because of blessings, the quality is also because of blessing. That quality we need. Right? If I do hard work and success comes, number of books go, number of boys comes, and I say, mere karan hua, that is not your success. You are already falling down, right? You saved some people, but you fell down. We don't want that, right? So success, quantity, quality, both is by blessings. If that attitude remains, then that is called success. So on practical level, yeah, we have to do whatever strategize we do, right? We should not be lazy in that. But the attitude should be, this is coming by blessings of Brahmanas, Guru, Vaishnavas, Krishna, spiritual master, founder Acharya. So we should know that. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Hare Krishna.